Wish we could get more projects like this that are better. Well, it's easier when we have the client living close by. We can look a little more often. That would help. But
I found
You always got the people at the back of the room that keep talking.
Sorry. Talking about his honeymoon.
We'll continue that item in the next meeting.
Sorry.
So, anyway, we can move on to item number one, development permit type D, 1507. Chantal?
Okay. Development permit type D, 15-07, is a request to establish an operated truck parking lot with a 200-square-foot guard shack and restroom located at 386 South Allen Street in the commercial heavy zone. The site is approximately 1.88 acres total, and the project would be categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15332, infill development projects of CEQA.
Do you have anything you'd like to add, Chantal?
Not at this.
I'm sorry that we got the introductions getting. My name's Oliver with Planning. If we could go around and maybe the introductions, I missed that part at the beginning.
I'm Laura Wiedemann with Land Development.
Gary Akers with Land Development.
Mike DeBars, San Bernardino Water.
Robert Castro, San Bernardino Water Environmental Control Club.
Hernando Cotanco, Traffic.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Mike DeBall, City Planning Zone. Good evening,
thank you. Laura, would you like to start us off, please?
Just looking at the interior of your site, you have a guard shack. The guard shack is going to be at grade level of the site.
Yes.
What we're going to go ahead and propose, I'm going to have you modify your site design.
Okay.
To add a accessible parking in the path of travel and an employee parking.
Right. I thought we had that. Maybe just to show. Okay. We'll do that. We should add that to it.
Okay. And yeah. Then going to the improvements in the right of way, I'm going to ask for curb gutter sidewalk, and also I'm going to go ahead and ask for a street light on Allen. And also, along the frontage of your project site, I just need to have the street grind and overlay since it is going to be a parking. And that is pretty much it that I have for you.
So the half width of the street? From
half width to center line, correct. And here are your conditions on how I'm going to pass those down.
I expect that.
So if you have any questions, just give me a call.
Okay.
You know, and I think you're going to, how many lots do you have on this?
I think it's
five
parcels.
You're going to do a merger?
We went and planned on it, but if we can require it.
I did condition it.
Okay, then I guess we are.
Do we have to do that if the guard check's on one separate
one? It just cleans it up.
Okay.
Because then I'll need reciprocals for everybody.
Right.
It's better just to go ahead and do.
It's like a lot line adjustment. It's like
a lot more is easier than lot line adjustment.
Yeah, unless it's way cheaper too.
Gary, would you like to add anything?
Well, I guess I did have a question. Are these former streets, Dorothy and Martin, have those vacated?
Yeah, they've been. But as far as the information I have, they've been vacated. You might have better information, but
are they retained for public utility use?
Oh, see where do I have that information? I don't have the vacation documents here, though. Remember that? It was the word we saw. The title change.
As long as they've been
vacated. I don't think we have to resolve that issue here.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll get you that information for sure. I know we've seen it.
But you may have an issue with if there's still utilities that's in effect.
Okay.
Then you may have to do some setbacks.
But then we'd have to set back the paving or just any buildings?
No, just the paving would be allowed.
Right.
Okay. Gary, what is it? Dorothy, and what's the other name of the street?
Mark.
Dorothy.
So when you do your lot merger, you just go ahead and bring in all the supporting documents.
Right.
So
right,
we
can
go
do
ahead
that
and clean all that up.
Okay.
Michael?
Well, I had the same comment about the lot merger. A Rule 5 application for a water service, if you require one, and then
we're gonna need water service because we got a bathroom there. So,
and then sewer capacity fee. So we'll need the plan for the actual building you're constructing.
Okay,
we need a copy of the plan, and that's pretty much it for me. That's
thank you,
Robert.
Now, is this being proposed as strictly truck parking? Will there be any wash bays or wash racks?
No, service bays, no wash bays, nothing like that. Just trailer parking, actually.
So the only discharge will be from the restrooms?
Yes.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to hand you an industrial user permit application. Just need that completed in full, just stating that fact.
Okay.
And get that back to me. I'm also going to hand you a list of our plan check procedures, which lists this application as the first step in our process.
Gotcha.
Based on the information you provide, we may require additional information.
Okay.
Yeah, based on the notes that the previous traffic engineer left on the package, we're waiting for several items, the site distance analysis, traffic signal analysis, and gap study, so.
That's right, that was for Alan at Mill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do site distance, and our crew's out of town right now, but we can get that to you as soon as possible, obviously.
What's the third one?
Gap analysis, you need a gap analysis.
Gap study.
Yeah, yeah. Gap study for the left turns.
This is one's for the applicant, it's for Chantal. So you'll want to construct the standard plan 508-8x15 refuse enclosure.
Yeah, oh, for the trash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, trash enclosure.
So it's so large there, I don't know that it'll really matter where you put it.
No, we'll try to put it in the convenient spot where they can get to it easily without it being visible.
Okay, thank you. And then you'll work with land development to modify it for ADA access.
Yes, yes. I think that was already part of the plan, but for some reason it just didn't show up in this particular plot of it, so it's already there. It's just got to be turned on and replotted.
Thank you.
No, the site has to be accessible.
I have one question. On your prefab guard shack, are you going to provide it's a big guard shack? You know, is there going to be offices in there and
just
also sleeping accommodations? Is that?
No, it's just going to be a small office, the desk, and then an ADA accessible bathroom is really half it's that because you got to have certain requirements.
And then you're going to request for a permanent foundation on the manufacturer.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what. Basically, what I wrote down is that we also are strong enforcer of the green code. So I want you to look at the green code and the mandatory provisions set down by them. All right.
Okay.
And then look at the occupancy. That may be a problem.
Oh, okay.
All right. Fire location, fire hydrant locations should be listed on your plan.
Okay. There's only right now on-site fire hydrants.
Yes. Well, okay. The fire department will probably put some restrictions on that because due to the fact that every vehicle has the fuel in it. All right?
Right. Right.
All right. So they will probably put conditions.
Okay.
So when you submit for your permits and everything, make sure that you put location of all hydrants.
So we'll probably have a wet utility plant anyway. So
it'd be very advisable to contact the fire department prior. All right.
Okay, there is an existing fire hydrant.
Is not here today.
Okay.
They will. They will be here. It's a separate submittal.
Okay.
That the fire department will look at the plans, and the building will also look at the plans. The ADA parking will be in Chapter 11, California Building Code.
Yeah.
And I wrote down, I also checked for Chapter 7 for any smoke protection, fire protection.
That's right.
California Building Code. That's about it.
Okay. You have something to say?
On your conditions, I went ahead and I conditioned you to underground your utilities.
Okay.
If I were looking at the utilities, check to verify whether they're 33 kV or more.
Oh, in fact, we've already done that, and there are, in fact, 66.
Okay, cool. Then you're exempt. Makes it easy.
Yeah, they're 66 kV. I talked to Edison a few months ago and had a planner.
Okay.
And do you need a letter or something to that effect?
Yes, just go ahead and email me the letter, and then I'll go ahead and waive that.
Do you have any questions? Well, you have everyone.
I noticed that there's nobody here from police. Are they going to have conditions too, or anything like that?
The drainage is going to go. Sandbag has agreed to accept the drainage, so we'll just get some sort of a template easement from Sandbag and record that.
Right. Yeah. The site plan shows the pre-treatment on the wrong. It's going to move to the east side because that's the way that the lot drains. Right now, the existing lot.
Okay, when you do record, just go ahead and send it in.
Yeah.
With all your on-site improvement plans, and we'll go ahead. And then also note it on recorded item, document item number on your on-site plans.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm sure Sandbags, we spoke to them, they're going to be doing some improvements to that corridor. So they said we should work with them. We'll go ahead and contact them, and we'll work with them to figure out what they're going to need and make that part of our submittal.
Okay, excellent.
Anyone else? Okay. I'd like to entertain a motion. This is an item for approval. I'd like to entertain that motion. If someone would do so, please.
Second.
Thank you. Any oppositions? So be it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You know, one more thing about traffic. When we do that site distance evaluation, if we find out that it is restricted and there's right of way needs to be acquired, then we're just going to have to acquire that right away in order to make improvements, or how's that going to work?
I don't want us to do the analysis.
Okay. We'll go from there.
Yeah, we go from there.
Do you have a card? Your business card?
It might not be on that issue there.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry.
Well, hopefully there. Oh, another question we give it. Since mostly going to be truck traffic, should we use the AASHTO or Caltrans? We'll start with Caltrans.
Yeah.
See what
can
you
I have one too?
Thank you so much. Should we go by the highway design then?
Yeah, that's what we'll do first, and then we'll. If for some reason that doesn't meet that, then we'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Next item is a development permit type D, 1508. Chantal, would you like to?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Introduce
yes.
The title, please.
Yes, the next item is development permit type D 15-08, request to establish and operate a truck parking lot with the installation of a 2,000 square foot pre-manufactured office building. The site contains four parcels with a total of 11.11 acres. On the northeast corner of Fairway Drive and Auto Center Drive in the commercial general CG1 zone, and is exempt to CEQA pursuant to Section 15061 review for exemption.
Laura, would you like to start us off, please?
Okay, let's start on Fairway Drive. Fairway Drive, I'm going to ask for curb gutter sidewalk and rehabbing the street from the center line over. And that's to the traffic index. I think the traffic index right now is 6. So just go ahead and submit the improvements on a separate plan for engineering to look at. And then also, I'll need street lights along Fairway.
How about on Camino Real? There's a frontage there that's
it'll be along all
okay.
All like, your whole frontage and all the way Club Plaza Drive too also. I think Club Plaza Drive already has them.
Yeah, so. Auto Plaza has it, but Camino Real
there's a little piece over there on the west. I need a typical sec. I need to know what section you want me to use over there.
And that's just a local, the local street.
It's little, yeah, but it's probably a local. It's a frontage like to Caltrans. So if you want, can look at that one and let me know, that would be great.
Okay, I'll go ahead and send that to you.
Thank you.
So going back to Fairway, on the corner of Fairway and Club Plaza Drive, that cross gutter needs to be ripped out and replaced, including the pool. The spandrel is also damaged, so that would be, go ahead and improve that. And then the corner radius, it looks like it's already at 35, but make sure that's accessible and ADA compliant, because it looks like it was improved, but it's kind of, worn and everything, so just ADA condition you on that one. And on Auto Club Drive, if you're going to do a sewer cut on the first lane, do you have like a 10-inch line on there? Okay, so go ahead and slurry and grind where you're going to be trenching along that whole frontage, and you might have to restrike. I don't know where the manhole is located, whether what lane it is. If you cross over to the second lane, then you have to do both lanes.
Yeah, exactly.
So that is, so I conditioned you to do all the street lights and everything. So then all the utilities will, like I said, have to be undergrounded. And I don't know on Camino Real whether that is undergrounded as of yet and what the size of the lines are. So go ahead and have Southern Cal Edison look at that and send me a letter in regards to that. Then on interior-wise, it looks good. And like I said earlier, I'm just waiting for the WQMP.
Right here.
Once I look at that, look at your testing. Oh, you got it? Okay.
We emailed it to you, but he just dropped a copy off.
Oh, okay, cool. So, I'll go ahead and look at the double ring infiltrometer testing and all that to see where we're at as far as perk rate. So, other than that, that's pretty much it. So my main concern is everything in the right-of-way that needs to be approved. So,
okay.
And I do have a huge laundry list, and I'll go ahead and do that too.
Since the city of Colton, the city line is the center line of the street to the east or the west and the street to the south, the spandrel on Auto Center, I'm only going to go to the center line.
Okay.
Or else then I'll be in Colton.
Well, I'm worried about the drainage for the cross. I mean,
it's Colton. You just send it to Colton.
No, I don't want it to puddle there. That's my problem.
No,
if you look at, I think I have. Yeah, that's one. Show that to him. If you see it, it's puddling. It's really. It's failed. It looks horrible.
But what do I got to do with Colton, though?
Well, I would.
Just build
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can't condition you on that.
Well,
just go over there and get an encroachment permit.
All right, well, we'll look at that one.
See how bad it looks?
Can I keep this?
Yeah, you can keep that. You can keep that one.
Well, I don't need that.
Okay. It's just that it fails. That whole street is just really bad.
We did the auto auction in Colton across the street. And it's always been a problem. And we fixed it down on the Colton side, further down. We repaved, but this was on the San Bernardino side. They never did it.
Yeah, it seems like it's just settling right there at that intersection. So if we can go ahead and work that. I think most grateful.
We'll do our best.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Gary, would you like to add anything?
Apparently, trucking facility is very popular today for this.
On
the one before, you mentioned I have four legal lots here. Did you do a lot? Did you do a lot merger for us too?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't really want. I don't really want one, but we'll do one. Okay. No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Michael.
Lot merger required.
Lot merger.
Yeah.
That works.
Real basic for us, Rule 5 for fire flow or whatever, new service. sewer capacity for, so we'll need a set of plans for the building.
Okay. Yeah, we did you get one? We turned them in, but didn't.
Well, I have elevations, but.
Oh, there's a floor plan with it.
Yeah, okay.
It's little. It's 2,000 square feet.
I suppose we can calculate it from that.
It'll be pre-engineered. It's a pre-engineered building.
Whatever you submit to the building department, I'd like a copy of that. And other than that, just standard conditions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
Thank you. Robert, would you like to add anything?
Will there be any wash racks or repair facilities on site?
No.
It's strictly parking, correct. Truck and trailer?
Yeah.
Auto? I'm going to hand you an industrial user permit application. Please complete that in full and get that back to me.
Great, thank you.
Fernando, anything for traffic?
Yeah, we're waiting for the submittal of a focus study.
Yes. Yes. Clyde Sweet was working with you on that?
Yes.
Yep. I think he's done.
There's what appears to be a refuse enclosure, but it's not labeled, so I put on the conditions to please show us where you're putting your refuse enclosure for standard plan 508-8x15.
Okay.
It appears to be, if that's what it is, by the building.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Okay. All right. So we just want to make sure of that and then work with land development to modify the enclosure for ADA access.
Okay.
That's all.
Michael?
Well, you're right. We're seeing repetitions here. I'm going through this, but I'm going to tell you the same thing. But hyping location is so important dealing with this child site. It can determine if your prefab building has sprinklers in it. All right? And the occupant level, all right? And I can't stress how important it is to contact the fire department.
Yeah, that was a big one for us. I'm a little sort of sad that they're not here so we can talk about fire hydrant location.
Because as stated before, every vehicle has this combustible aspect of it, right? Mm-hmm. And there's no way to get around it.
And they also want to, in the flag lot, they want to stack three high in this area right here. And I know that you guys, J.B. Hunt over there, they were stacking five high and the problem and stuff. So right. They just want to go typically one high, but two max over here. But in this area, they want to be three high. So just as a FYI.
I think you recall J.B. Hunt was kind of a major issue.
Because it was gravel.
Well,
right? Wasn't that the
even the paper?
Well,
yeah.
It's a conditional use case,
but, yeah.
Basically. But see, then when you get into that stacking three high, then you're going to end up probably getting a showing the stability of the soil.
Well, it'll be.
And it goes into something else.
So keep it in mind. I don't know if I need to request or we need to put it on in the conditions about my height of stacking. So,
because it was a certain height, I believe, the issue we had with J.B. Hunt was that we had to go to the conditional use case.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that.
Do we have that on our justification letter?
No. He just told... The owner was here. He had to leave. Okay. He asked to fly out.
Can you send me something?
Yes. Okay. I'll send you... What we'll do is I'll give you another exhibit, and I'll show where what they want to stack in the heights.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And the main thing is, what's in the containers? Are they empty, or are they going to be filled?
I do not know, but I'm assuming they will be loaded. They'll be loaded
well, see,
and
that's
unloaded.
That's going to change everything, on your submittal. All right, because if you get into combustibles three high, the fire department's going to just the same as high power storage in a factory. You know, it's just when you stack it high, they got to have the facilities to get that.
Well, I don't know if they look at... I know the high-piled storage, they look at differently than steel containers.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
And I think it's more of the fall... I don't think they worry about the combustibility as much as the life safety.
Yeah, so the whole thing is you got to see what's in it and what the fire puts some restrictions on you.
So what I'll do is on this exhibit to Chantel, we'll show that we'll add that. I'll talk to the owner. Yes. We'll say how they're what they're loaded with, how they're loaded, and how high.
And yes. How they stack. And remember that the fire submittal is separate from the building submittal. Okay, I'm just giving you a heads up on the fire department due to their busyness. They're not doing anything,
so are they going to have preliminary? Are they going to give us commissions?
I would hope
from
so.
From this? I mean, they'll still give us conditions.
For fire?
Yeah.
Yes. Fire. Yeah, they will.
Okay,
yeah.
They will
have conditions.
Okay.
All right, and then back to the building issues. I just want you to state the fact that we're in the 2013 cycle. Follow it up. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. That's about it.
And it will also be a permanent foundation.
All right, great.
Do you have any questions?
What's the time frame? They're really like to get started with this, and he's just wondering about how long it's going to take to get through planning. We're starting the preliminary, the precise grading and street improvement plans right now, and he wants to order the building. So we're just, he wants a ballpark how long it takes to get through the process.
The first planning
this is it, right?
So really it would be for engineering and building and safety. I mean, is things taking 3 weeks, a month?
So the purpose of the conditions are so you know what needs to get done.
Yeah.
For you to get your building permits or grading permits or whatever.
Yeah. Like always,
I can have
more
the
detailed
conditions
plans and quicker
plan
next week.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will tell him it's going to go fairly quickly.
No, we've never heard that.
I mean, with the issue we had before with Jimmy Hunt, depending on what they submit this, I mean, this is truck parking, period. It doesn't say shipping containers.
It's one and the same for us.
Yeah.
And depending on the height, is this going to trigger a
CFP? We'll see what his height comes in.
Well, what height can we stack to right now with this code? Too high?
Two.
So if we do want to go three, it'd be a CUP. All right. I'm just going to tell them we're doing too high.
Okay.
We won't change it. I'm going to say it can't do three. And if it comes back, it has to do three, then I'll tell them we have to come back with the CUP.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Anything else? Well, recommendation is for approval. Do I have a motion? Anyone opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you. As always, a pleasure to work with the entire City of San Marino staff.
Likewise.
Yes. Can't stress enough to you to get a hold of that fire department.
Oh, I know. I'm really, that's why, that was a big one that I thought. Yeah,
I know. I believe that Judy sent over some requirements already, so I can email those.
Is it not Sarah?
Well, they're kind of working. Sarah's no longer. She is helping with the DRC conditions, so they're kind of working. I'll send that to you today.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.
Item number three.
Thank you.
I think we're up. Item number three is conditional use permit 1318, which is for the property located at 10527 South Washington Avenue. The applicant has a 2.47-acre site. They're looking to establish, operate a truck parking facility where they'll be transferred waste from their collections sites, and then they hold them here overnight while they're waiting. You recall, this item was continued from the last meeting. Since then, actually on Monday, we had an opportunity to meet with the applicant, or Hector, I'll say. We provided a revised site plan as a result of those discussions. Land development has modified some conditions, and I'll let them speak to that. So the item as presented reflects the changes and recommendations that we made at our meeting earlier this week. And that concludes my presentation.
Oh, okay. I
just looked at your plans quickly. Hector, I still want the berm, the asphalt berm that's going to go where the trucks are going to go. So I want the berm, and then you're going to park the trucks. If you have a spillage, I want that dry clean. I have a dry clean.
Okay.
So go ahead and replace it with the put the berm back up. So I just, under no circumstances do I want the any of that sewage going into the landscaping.
Okay.
So I want that protected as much as possible. As I discussed in our meeting for Washington, I'm looking at you do trigger, you know, off-site improvements. And along your frontage, both sides of the street are required to be improved, rehabilitate that to, I think it's a traffic index of five or six, but I want you to get with engineering to make sure that's the case. So the street has already failed, so it's going to have to do, you can do a grind and replacement and the type of treatment, go ahead and work with Robert Sepulveda, and he'll go ahead and work with you on that. So we're going to ask for a street rehab, curb gutter and sidewalk, and then your utilities will be required to be undergrounded also. So, and then also you'll need a type 2, standard 204 driveway approach, and then also a street light will be required to be installed. Now, it looks like the street lights right now are attached to the power pole. You're going to have to put in a new pedestal for your street lights. It's going to be a standalone street light under our standard, I guess it's SL1, SL2 on that. So, that is basically it. And then when you do have your... I don't know. I'll look at your WQMP again to make sure if I need to modify that a little bit. But as far as I'm concerned, you're okay. But under the second phase, when you build your structure, you're in a Zone A. So you're with what I need from you is a letter of map revision to construct that second structure. Okay? So we'll work with you on that.
What does that mean, Laura?
You're in a floodway. So... just work with Gary and myself outside this forum. And there you go. So until that's cleared up, the second structure cannot be constructed.
Okay.
Yes.
Gary, would you like to add anything?
One comment, and maybe Miranda might cover that too, but the streetlights are going through a change right now, so you want to be sure that you talk to... probably Tony Lugo and Carlos in Public Works, because they're upgrading their streetlight standards. Those, the public discs L1 and 2 are not correct. They're going over to the LED type lights.
We're using LEDs now, yes.
Right. And then as far as the FEMA, be sure you work with us on that before you start anything.
I mean, that would probably trigger some sort of like foundation increase or something like that, right?
Well, it's in Zone A, so we need to take a look at that specifically, see what kind of depths.
Okay.
AE would have floodway elevation. Zone A typically doesn't, so we need to review that before we try to build it. That's all. Now, are these two parcels or one?
What?
Okay, we're going to ask for, it's probably already in there, but we're going to ask for merger on those two parcels.
What's the line in the middle of
your...
It's
already merged.
Yeah.
Oh, it's already merged.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even better. You're done.
Michael?
Well, if it's already merged.
everybody else has to do their merger. They already did.
There's one. We're good at pointing these out.
Well,
good job.
Pretty much standard conditions. Rule 5, if you want to change your service or upgrade your service, fire hydrants, fire flow, any of that. And sewer capacity if you actually construct the future building. So... other than that, standard conditions apply.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert? I didn't receive a set of updated plans, so I'm assuming that's what this is here. Mm-hmm. So the underground tanks have been removed and they're no longer being proposed, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So the parking area for the separate trucks, that's all going to be burned and contained, and it's going to be the dry cleanup, correct?
Yeah.
I'm going to hand you two applications. First one will be for the truck parking facility, the phase one. The second one will be for the repair facility, phase two. So we'll need them completed separately, but both submitted to me.
Okay.
Any information provided on there will help us determine any pretreatment requirements for the projects.
Okay.
That's it.
Fernando?
Yeah, my concern is just the turning radius inside the property. You can make a turning analysis for...
Okay, like a turning template or something.
Yes.
Like
Racy?
The proposed enclosure location is acceptable. So you'll construct a standard plan of 508 8x15 refuse enclosure and work with land development to modify that refuse enclosure to meet ADA access. That's all.
Thank you. Michael?
Well, it's repetitive, but again, my biggest question to you is you have a future vehicle repair shop, right? And is there going to be any, all right, now that it's in the future, I mean, if you're going to be granted the CO for the storage of trucking, you know, the trailers and everything, there's not going to be no maintenance on there at all?
There will be no maintenance there. You know, you take those out to get maintenance somewhere else.
Right now, yes.
Okay, so what you're saying is that all your vehicles are serviced somewhere else?
Right now, yes.
Okay. And location of hydrants was very important when you submit. And please contact the fire department, naturally. On your existing building, all right, is it a house setting? Right now?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to convert it to office?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you're going to have to be required for the ADA bathrooms, all right?
Okay.
All right, so remember that. That's going to be the factor right there in the bathrooms, all right? And that's it.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
For Laura, the street improvements, you're always the hardest conditions.
I know, I just had that right.
I mean, so when you said improve the whole street, I mean, we're only doing the frontage improvements for like curb and gutter, but then we need to do a one foot overlay through the whole entire section with the edge of pavement on.
The overlay is contingent on what the traffic index is going to be. So the reason why I'm calling both sides of the street because the street has failed and that the type of business that you have is the heavy trucks that you're coming in with. But what I would do is along your frontage is just curb gutter sidewalk, and then the adjacent properties, you know, across the street, you don't have to do curb gutter and sidewalk. We're just looking at the street only.
Okay, so we'll get
a section. Yeah, the section of the street, we have to go out there. What you're going to do is you're going to see what you can salvage out of there. And so we're going to work with our inspectors and your contractors to go ahead and see what you can work with and what's the cheapest. So
okay.
I don't want to go ahead and call. Well, I did call for the standard section, which is just the standard. It is a pretty big section. But what I want to do is have you work with our inspectors to see what we can come up with.
So maybe do some quarrying or something like that?
You really don't have anything there. It's just pretty much failed.
So you can just see it as exposed.
Yeah, exactly. So it looks like it's probably...
So probably new base and new pavement.
Right.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right, sounds good.
For the benefit of the group, for conditional use permits, the Planning Commission has been adding a condition of approval that requires a six-month review. Once the certificate of occupancy has been issued, there's a six-month review period for a course of 2 years, so we can make sure that what was approved, the operation maintains with that approval. At the end of the 2 years, we may or may not go back to the Planning Commission letting know that, you know, everything's working okay, or there might be a need to extend that review period. But I just wanted to let you know that in advance.
Okay.
This item we're recommending to move the item to the Planning Commission. Yes. We already passed traffic, Fernando.
I'd like to add something in regards to the come up with a route less impact for the neighborhood because of the nature of the cargo. So we don't want to inconvenience the neighborhood.
You mean like a truck routing to access the site?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Anyway, okay. So this item, we're recommending to move to the Planning Commission. And if it would so be done, we would be going to the Commission meeting on November 18th. Like to entertain a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any oppositions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item is related to development permit type P1408. It's for the property located on the northwest corner of Fort Hill Boulevard and Terrace Road. We're not looking for project recommendations or approvals or review at this time. Kind of as a procedure, as you might have noticed, in many of these items we say they're categorically exempt, so there's no further environmental review sort of thing. There are those instances where we do have to prepare an initial study, mitigated negative declaration, and release it for public review. That's what we're doing today for this project. An initial study has been prepared by Lilburn. We will be releasing it for a 30-day public review period, which will commence tomorrow. It will be transmitted. I got all the documents and files that we will be putting down in the system. For your leisure, if you'd like to review them or what have you. The review period will end on December the 7th. Don't say it. And then after that point, we will return back to the DERC. We'll re-agendize. You'll be notified in advance, and then we'll return back for formal conditions and recommendations and such. I'd be glad to answer any questions, but that's just kind of as an introduction of where we're going. That good enough? Perfect. So no action needed. It was just kind of as an FYI. Thank you. Then one last item that I wanted to not agendize. I put together a draft agenda for the next meeting, the 19th. Don't be alarmed. There's 8 items.
8 items?
I told you not to be alarmed.
Why are you alarmed? I know. What are you?
You only need to review about half of those.
Yeah. What's that?
You only have to review about half of them.
Yeah. Two of the items are similar to the last one that we just talked about, releasing initial studies. We have, if you recall, there's a project that's being proposed at the corner of University and State Street. There was a drive-through. There was 2 drive-throughs that they were proposing at one time. We've actually reduced it. It's only going to be 1 drive-through facility there. So we've done an initial study of wrapping that up, so we'll be bringing that back. And then we also have the other project over there on the last one?
Warehouse.
The warehouse building for the
Central.
Over here, Central Valley, same kind of thing. It's a large 150,000 square foot warehouse. We're preparing an initial study for that, and we'll be releasing that as well.
So
this year's
going to
be okay.
Yes. So those last 2 are like the one
we
just had.
Like the one we just had. And then the first 2 are extension of times for track maps.
So then you have number 3 is the El Sol Holistic Campus Adjacent.
For review. What I'm doing is, may have noticed that we've had a lot of projects that have kind of been in the system for a long time. There's been some transition of staff and so forth. Applicants believe that they're farther along than maybe we believe they are. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to... for the benefit of the group, bring them back so we can kind of take a look at them. So for the El Sol project, we're not looking for conditions or anything at that point. It's just kind of like, do you have what you need in order to move to the next step is what we're
okay,
we're
so this for. Is just like a preliminary pre-app.
Right.
Okay.
For
the El Sol.
Number 3.
Oh, okay, sure. So I can just do like a pre-app mm-hmm. for them.
Right.
Okay, and then the other one is Waterman and Fifth.
That's Yum Yum.
Yum Yum.
Yum Yum Donuts. Gas station.
Oh, okay.
We don't need conditions. Okay. Conditions.
Orders are counted.
Oh, okay.
Check
the circulation was off on this one.
Yeah, they reduced it. There's no more drive.
Okay. That's number
so
three.
So
that one you'll get to. No conditions.
Okay, so no conditions.
Number three, yeah. And then, DPP 1407, I'll
need
conditions on that, right?
Yes. Which other one?
That's jury duty. You might have jury duty.
Me too.
Yeah, right.
I'll be on vacation and jury duty.
Okay, this one is the 103 attached residence. Is that the one that they already came in and said that they were approved?
103.
Yes.
Okay, so they should have conditions already. Okay, so they're going to keep it the same type of use on senior housing?
It's going to be senior housing. That one, if you recall, that application expired.
Okay.
They came back, and back in December, it was brought to this group to move it to the Planning Commission, mm-hmm. and it was said that the CEQA document was still okay, and everything was still good. There was no need to change anything. We've had some change of direction in that.
Okay.
I think that they need to revisit the environmental document because it was prepared 7 years ago.
Okay.
And so I've asked the environmental consultant to prepare kind of a summary on how what was analyzed before is still okay.
Okay. So will we get that before I write up my conditions? Or is she
going
to bring it to you?
So when it comes back, it's going to be for discussion purposes only.
Oh, for discussion? Okay.
Yes.
So, okay. And the other one is the industrial. This is just the one industrial building, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then. Okay.
Last two are just releasing the initial stuff.
Okay. That's not bad at all. Oh, I won't feel bad.
Any other questions for the good of the order? I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. We stand adjourned at 10:50. Okay. Thank you.